Okay, today is April 7th, 2016. Unbelievable but true. And this is the new moon session. And I'm Debbie Moran. This is, I'm doing this because Norman says to. Oh, and he says newmoonsession.com. So you can actually go to listen to the recording at newmoonsession.com. So, hi everybody.
Hi Debbie.
Susan.
Hi Debbie. Thank you for doing this.
You what?
So thank you so much for doing this.
Oh, you're very welcome. And thank you for joining us because you guys are all part of it, not just me.
I'm honored. And, yep, the birds are here. So.
Oh, I'll give Joey and So-So a hug. A bird hug. Give them a little bird hug.
Little bird hugs. Two birds.
Well, since I just started the recording, Susan, do you want to say anything? Do you want to state an intention? Or shall I read what you sent me?
Yeah, what I sent you is the key to my intention.
Should I read it? Do you want to read it?
If you like. Well, I don't have it in front of me. Our house has limited cell service in various places, so I'm in this one little spot where I've got two whole bars of signal.
Got it. So you're okay with me reading it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then I will. And then what I'll do is I'm going to read what I have here, guys, and then I'm going to ask people to just kind of add what they want to add, okay? So, Susan, thank you, says, the past week, she's been hearing frequently from different avenues that the transformation has already occurred and it's just a matter of integrating it into our 3D experience. And I have heard that it's true. I keep getting that information as well. So for myself, Stan, So-So, and Joey, and also for all sentient beings, including the Earth, I would like this integration to proceed with ease and grace, to celebrate its perfect flow, and for all that is surfacing to be released quickly and joyfully, transforming into light. And she said, I'm in a very peaceful place right now, which is great. Just beginning my first painting since the move. Congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing how the changes in the move express in the painting. So-So is acting more himself than since a while before the move and is needing only a little baby bird food to maintain his weight. We're most grateful for more time with him. We'll see this evening if he's strong enough to contribute to the session. And I'm just grateful that his presence is here, as well as Joey, and I just asked So-So to just kind of take care of himself and receive whatever he can through this session.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he pushed himself trying to do too much on too many fronts.
He did, actually. I've been connected to So-So for a while now, and I'm feeling that it's almost like, you know, he's, from the whole Ho'oponopono perspective, he's like imitating. In other words, he has become the epitome of a healer in excess.
Yes, yes, he is.
So he has been giving without any consideration of receiving, and it's depleted him, and he's been doing it marvelously and brilliantly, and so now it's his turn.
Yes.
So thank you.
Thank you, Debbie.
You're welcome. Anybody? Well, there's more. Okay, I'll read more. So, one is, I'm not going to read everything because it's very personal for her. It's very much about the family, so it's very much about healing tensions within the family and releasing and supporting for everyone's best and highest good, including joyful, well-remunerated work, radiant health, natural weight, true abundance of the body, mind, spirit, and rich, happy relationships, including joyful, loving, easy peace between the family members. And so I think I'm just going to leave it up. And then she says, for family, friends, and all sentient beings, I love she used your words too, Susan, to live in love and peace and health and joy, all in abundance with grand trust in God.
Wow.
Yes.
A lot matching up there.
Yeah, it is. And here's another one. That any thoughts, feelings, belief systems, or habits that are attached to Bobby and her family which impede their progress individually or as a family unit may be dissipated now, and that divine inspiration become clear now to each person, that healing grace be completely upon each of us as we need it. Very nice. And then I love, Debbie always sends me these, she's not on the call tonight, she couldn't be because she's working, but she always sends me these notes for the session, and I love it because she gets glimpses, but it's very abstract, and that's beautiful because it doesn't allow us to wrap our minds around it. So something from her for our group about 3 to 6 p.m. relating to spirit and obviously the moon, and from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., so 3 to 6 p.m. would be between that 3 to 5 bladder hour in Chinese medicine and 5 to 7 kidney. So that transition between bladder and kidney, which makes perfect sense, and needing help in the spiritual aspect of that, as well as 6 to 8 p.m. having to do with the speed of blood, which makes sense too in a weird sort of way. Too flat, too fast, too slow, so it's about harmonizing blood, harmonizing movement, and that 6 to 8 p.m. is, again, between kidney and pericardium, so it's between the kidney and the transition between the water and fire elements. And our life force and the heart protection. And then something about a polyhexagonal geometric shape, so which we'll see where that goes. Anybody else?
Hey, Debbie, this is Angela.
Hi, Angela. Sorry, I cut you off.
Hi. Oh, no, it's okay. I posted that my intention is to trust in the magic of new beginnings and saying that I'm ready. But when I looked at that post, something that struck me as really interesting is there was a backstory to that. There was a link that was highlighting the super new moon in Aries. And what I thought was so interesting about that was my intention got stated without the backstory. So I'd like to include that in my intention. to trust in the magic of new beginnings and to be ready for that and to let go of any backstory that is floating around out there.
Lovely. Mm. Can I also add, rather than letting it go, integrating it so that you have the awareness and the knowledge and the information necessary without repeating the patterns?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else? There were some more on the Facebook page. So those were just the ones emailed to me. So let's see what else we got. Let's see. Okay. My intention is to keep focused, motivated, and let go of the past. Interesting concept, huh? In order to move forward towards joy and harmony. I'm going to reiterate what I just mentioned to you, Angela, to integrate the past so that we can move forward with joy and harmony, not towards it, with it. And then Teresa says, to trust more deeply, to surrender more fully, to listen more intently, and to align with divine will purposefully. I love that. Okay. So, anybody else? I personally don't have a different intention. The only thing I would add for myself personally is clarity, because what I've recognized is when I tap into clarity, then everything flows. It's the confusion that shows up clouded. In other words, the lack of discernment or the inability to clearly decide sometimes gets in the way, and that is showing up because there are so many transitions happening, and so I'm just going to add clarity. So clarity, ease, grace, and elegance. For the world, actually, for the world, because I just felt a heaviness. I just got a feeling of heaviness when I tapped into the world energy collectively right now. And Marla, I feel like you're feeling that, so I'm going to ask for clarity for each person's individual boundaries, not defenses, but clarity actually is in relation to the boundaries. Because if we have clear boundaries, we don't have such muddy intentions, we don't have such muddy understandings, and we don't create such muddy experiences. So the clarity is very much relating to the individual boundaries. Yes, we all get that we are all one, and yet we appear to be here as individuals uniquely, and so we need the clarity of our skin and the comfort within our skin and the ability to be comfortable, not in a static kind of way, but comfortable in a resting sort of way, which I find hysterical that a noisy motorcycle goes by now, but so comfortable in a resting sort of way so that we can live that being in the world and not of the world. In other words, we can recognize, yes, we are one, and yet we are here and here now. So anybody else? Well, feel free to kind of interject. I will leave it open as long as the lines are clear. If it starts getting noisy, I will mute everyone. And in that case, I'm just going to ask everybody to *6 to unmute themselves. I see Debbie just joined us.
Hey. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Debbie. I actually read your intentions. Do you want to add anything?
No, that'll be it for the moment.
Okay. So, I am gonna mute everybody. If you need, or if you get called to, or if you feel compelled to, please unmute yourself and contribute whatever comes through for you. Because if it's coming through for you, it's coming through for everyone here and those of us who are joined without being on the call. Okay. So I'm gonna mute everybody, and *6 is how you unmute. Okay, so we started out with, well, a lot of different intentions, but they all sort of resonated with one another. And what I'm seeing right now is actually what's showing up is confusion. Confusion is showing up around, even though the intentions resonated, it's almost like there's a block in the senses that is preventing the integration of those intentions in a way to, okay, Deb, and this is where I'm seeing your polyhexagonal shape. It's like that geometric shape is coming in to kind of, it actually looks like that is the shape of the block, and it feels almost like it is a block or a missing piece. And so I'm just going to be with that for a moment. It's really in front of the face, in front of the senses, like in front of the third eye, and the eyes and the nose and just above the mouth. So it's like, I feel like it's a missing piece. So what we've been doing throughout these sessions is kind of cleansing the filters of the senses of the mind, and we're still going to do that some more. But then what we want to do is we want to add this geometry, this polyhexagonal shape, to allow the opening of a new level of awareness. And I'm going to post on Facebook, there's actually a message about this weekend, some sort of big download that's coming, and I will post that and share it. But bottom line is, we are being downloaded all the time, all the time, all the time, and bombarded with all of these well-intended dynamics that are really causing illnesses. And so it's that there's a block that's been developed over our senses. It's gotten sicker and sicker and sicker, and so we just need to peel away a lot of that. And as we integrate that shape in through our senses, it's like a new level of awareness. It's kind of like, wow, it's like Technicolor, or it's almost like things come to life more vibrantly. Things become clearer. Much more dynamic. Oh, I love it. Much clearer, much more dynamic, so that there is this enthusiasm that starts bubbling up from the heart. So it's kind of integrating with that that shape. It's bringing an integration of the heart and mind in a way where the heart is going, ah, I can breathe freely now. And I can see the path. I can, and when I say I can see the path, it's like it's not about zoning in on a narrow path. It's about widening our vision, widening our senses, making things more vibrant, more dynamically balanced, and clear, more clearly defined in a way that doesn't narrow things, it highlights things, it brightens things, it brightens experiences and pathways. And that's actually going on in our brains as well. I'm saying, when I said the pathways, it's like I can see the pathways now lighting up. It's like new pathways being created and new neurons firing. And when I say new neurons firing, I mean new neurons firing. It's a different way of thinking, a different way of being, a different way of relating as a human. And one of the things I'm having to, like, it's like, okay, I'm like scratching my head now. It's kind of like, okay, what's going on here? It's like all of those neurons firing are creating this dynamic sensation of discomfort at first and then bliss. Discomfort and bliss, discomfort and bliss. It's kind of fascinating. So just being with that and just opening up that those pathways. It's part of our evolution. And I don't need to say much, but I need to say a little bit about just becoming aware of, I think you've all heard me say before that we as a species are very young, and we are, and we are growing up. We are still in adolescence, but we are growing up. And as we're growing up, it's like opening up our eyes and our minds and our hearts and our souls and bringing them to this, it's like, wow, it's kind of trippy. And almost like this sense of awe. Starts a little bit like confusion because it's so different. So what I'm getting is, as this process unfolds, don't freak out if you have a moment of confusion. Just allow it and just breathe into it, and things will become clearer almost instantaneously. And that is taking me down the senses, down the front meridian, down the conception vessel meridian, down into the navel. And I've been doing this a lot with my sessions lately, and this is what's happening now. It's like we all have this umbilical connection, as I choke on it, this umbilical connection to the earth, to our birthplace. Astrologists call it our astrological profile. You know, human design calls it that, our human design profile. Body, we call it the bi-axis. The bottom line is it's our connection to our birthplace and to our earth, and it's congested, and it's polluted, and it's kind of backed up. And so what we're needing to do is unplug this umbilical cord, or you can imagine it will show up differently for everybody. You may see it drying up as if, like, it's the real umbilical cord between you and your mother just drying up and falling off, and that's not a bad thing. Don't freak out. We are going to reestablish a connection to you, to your birthplace, and it's your birthplace and time of birth. And even if you don't know it, your cells know it. So it's cleaning out that congestion from the past, and it actually is not just in the front of the navel, but it's through the back as well. So it's like this tube running through us, and it has historical data that's congested, and then it has this future data that's congested, because the historical data has informed our programs, and our programs have projected this congestion out into our futures. So it's like needing to cleanse those tubes and those channels and literally remove them and bring in fresh new light and fresh new connections to your being here on earth, here and now, in relation to when you entered here and now. Nice. So I see it a bit like having to scrape off these things from the back. I think I've seen it, and it's showing up now as like barnacles on a boat. You just scrape off the barnacles on the boat, and then needing to do a little bit of repair to the outer surface of the energy fields and the meridians and the skin to allow a new layer of growth. A new layer of growth, a new level of growth, a new level of understanding, a new way of being, and a new level of being in your body and in the body of your life. Everybody, just take a moment and just breathe that in. And I am standing for some reason, and so I'm just describing to you what sensations are coming through with this. And so as you're breathing this all in, there's still some removing going on and some nurturing going on through the diaphragm and through the pelvic diaphragm. So it's like cleansing that front panel is the word that wants to be used, the front panel of the body. So it's like opening this area to allow more space, but more space does not mean bigger body. More space means more defined body, because it actually has breathing space, which actually provides more time to do what is needed to be done, so things operate faster and smoother and more efficiently. So it's about bringing smoother, faster, more efficient functioning into the body and into the nervous system and into the digestion and into the heart and into the fascia. So breathe that all in. Keep breathing that in, and if you feel inclined, I'm going to stop and take a drink of water. I highly recommend it. So now we're going to the heart, and I have a bloodstone here that actually is cut in the it's not cut, it's actually chipped in the shape of a heart. Just kind of chipped that way. And this is working with the blood. Huh, interesting, Deb. So, it's working with the blood, And it is working with the speed of the blood, and it is working with the speed of the blood in relation to the speed of time. It's almost like, this is really beautiful, because it's about the cleansing of the historical past in a way that allows the information to be there without the static charge or without the receptors that continually bond to addictive patterns, which is really like a lot of the DNA patterns are addictive patterns. So it's fear, adrenaline, cortisol, those stress hormones, they look like burrs, and they grab hold of the molecules in the blood. And so what I'm seeing is there is a new programming, a new formation coming in the blood that will work in a different relationship with time and space. It's almost like it's in your body, but it's very much connected to, it always has been, but it's just making it clearer now, very much connected to a source outside your body that is of the same vibration, of the same frequency, and it's a love vibration, and it really is, and it's about a correction in understanding at the heart and soul and mind level, and those three areas of being in the body. And the fragmentation that has been occurring, and I say fragmentation, you know, in the greater scheme of things, there is no fragmentation because this is part of our evolution, and we just happen to be here in this time and space. So it's like all is divine. We just haven't caught up to that awareness yet. And so it's about bringing this new level of understanding, this new level of new way of relating, and this new way of being in terms of our relatives, which is in terms of like Einstein's relativity, in terms of our relation to ourselves, to ourselves and self, to our family, and to our family of humanity. And then it's taking it even further because we are a different appearance and a different shape than, for instance, animals or plants or even the ocean. But we have the same resonant vibration, and it's about bringing that back into awareness. Perhaps back into awareness is not the best way to say it. It's about bringing it into awareness for the first time at the cellular level in relation to our thoughts, our emotions, our verbalization of our thoughts and our emotions, as well as our actions that come through our thoughts and emotions. So it's about bringing a new level of integration and partnership, cooperation, reverence. It's about bringing in a new level of reverence at the cell level, at the heart level, at the mind level, at the blood level. And that is calling, the earth is calling out for that healing as well. And so that is part of this vibration and part of this frequency that we are tapping into right now. And with that, we're tapping into the sun's energy. I posted something on Facebook, and it clearly stated what I kind of understood, but never knew it in those words, that the sun and the moon meet at this time of the new moon. And so it's the time when the masculine and feminine, when the thalamus and hypothalamus, when those opposites, that yin and yang, come together. And so it's a time of brilliant creation. It's a time of new beginnings. And you've always known it's a time of new beginnings, and this is really about tapping into the new beginnings in a way where we begin to experience them more and more and more frequently, more and more and more synchronistically, less and less and less gaps between our awareness of what we know to be true in our hearts and our minds and our souls and our divinity, and bringing those gaps together. That's that new neuro-linguistic programming going on. That's those new neurons firing in the brain. It's bringing it back to that, as well as then the electrons connecting. And the electroactivity of the brain connecting with the blood. It's, you know, it's like sometimes it feels very, very, very intense, and it's like, whoa, what is going on? I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I feel this way. Why am I getting dizzy? I don't know if any of you have experienced this, but the polarities have been off, and we're in transition, and so we haven't quite transitioned. And there's actually fear around the word transitioned because of the dynamic of we see transition. We say when someone crosses over and dies, we say they transitioned. They crossed over. And so there's a confusion going on within the nervous system and that old understanding, our historical understanding of what that crossing over and that transitioning means, because we are continually crossing over dimensions, over dimensions, over dimensions, and the blurring happens sometimes. And what that is really a way of just our souls coming together, the fragmentation of the pieces that we've left, coming to this realization and this quickening and this awakening that we never left and we are here. And we get to play in this playground as much as and as long as we want. And we can make it a playground where we pick on each other or bully each other, and that's how we have been historically, and that's not the way any of us are choosing to move forward. And so as a result, we are being integrated into true play, true play, true joy. And true play and true joy through our bodies. When I say through our bodies, because it's like, it's the creative aspects, like the art, the dynamism of the life around us, you know, the daydreaming. But it's that true creativity, that's that divinity that wants to flow through our bodies and through our beings in a way that shows up outside of us, a way that feels like, I made a great contribution. And that's just the soul, you know, it's like a confusion between the ego and the soul of, I want to make a contribution from an egoic standpoint, or I want to make a contribution from my heart, because that is my soul and heart saying, I'm here for a reason. I know I'm here for a reason, and I just want to fulfill my reason. And so in that wanting to fulfill our reasons, some of us are confused that our reasons require suffering, require pain, because we have experienced it and because we see it all around us. And we're being called to open our eyes, our hearts, and our minds, and our souls, and our hands, to allow the divinity to flow through those hands. It's interesting because as I held my hands out, it's like I saw the staccato from Jesus of the nails. And the message there is not that it's about suffering. The message is no more suffering. The message is there is only love. And it's time to receive it. It's time to express it. It's time to integrate integrate and share it, it's time to be love. And that includes all of the old paradigms and definitions of love, but that's not love. That those are fragmented pieces of it. You can see them actually a bit like the polyhexagonal shape. It's like all those fragmented angles are just different aspects of love. And when you put the whole picture together, it's just beyond words. It's amazing, and it's really all there is and all we are. And so we get to be those prisms, not prisons, prisms, those reflections of the light. And we each need to express our own ray of color, our own frequency, our own vibration, even in the midst of the collective. And so it's like harmonizing our orchestra, harmonizing ourselves, harmonizing our sound, our light, our energies, and our energies in these physical bodies and skins. Playfully, instead of fearfully. So everybody take that in as this motorcycle purrs on the street behind me. And just breathe that in. Breathe in the light. See the light coming down from the heavens. Just a pure light, which carries every vibration and every frequency. There is no wrong vibration or frequency. So it's the pure light. See it coming down from the heavens and down through your body and down to the earth. And then see it simultaneously coming back up through the earth and meeting the energy from the sky in the heavens. And then see them circulating all around you in all different angles till all you see is your body swimming, being embraced, being enclosed in pure light. And this pure light is not a defensive light. It's a reflective light. It's a light that when people see it, they won't be able to help but recognize it. And if they're not ready to see it, they may turn the other direction. But if they're ready to see it, it's just going to open up hearts and minds and call the light as we go along. It's a bit like I'm seeing like bees in pollination. It's just like as we walk in this light and we express this light, then we carry this light with us. And it's like when we shake hands or hug, we don't give our light away. We open the vibration and the frequency so the other person's fields, consciousness, state of awareness can open up and receive it. And I see it much like a lotus at the crown of the head, just opening up fully and bringing the light down through them and into their lives. Beautiful. And I'm seeing there's kind of a like a time release, not really a timely release, it's kind of like a safety catch. So it's kind of like when you touch another person, and when I say touch another person, I mean it from this expression of energetically they become aware of your light, they see it, their light is reflective. It's that whole namaste posture, the divine in me meets the divine in you, and at that moment we are one. There is that instantaneous recognition, and so it's that awakening. And the safety feature is designed to not overload a person, because that's part of what so many of us have done in this field, is we have tried to do it all at once. And so it's like ripping the Band-Aid off of a gushing wound And so it hasn't had time to develop. It hasn't had time to develop what it is needed for the structure so that it integrates easily. And now we, enough of us are calling and saying we're ready. And we have to be careful to not say, we're ready, let's do it now. It's really about just we're ready and just continually say, I am here now. And breathe in the light and stand tall. And there's another caution that says, it's not about holier than thou. It's not about walking as if, it's not about separation. So here's the clarity on that. The light is all we are. The light, the love, the same thing. The light is all we are. And as we're awakening that within us, that will sometimes feel like a separating dynamic to those who can't actually experience it. I've actually had people say, you know, it's too much. So in respect and deference to another person's path and another person's way of being and another person's role in this world, we are being called to turn on our light and walk as our light respectfully and mindfully and soulfully, greeting those around us in a way that just appreciates them. And that is going to be an integration process for all of us, because there are things outside of us that we look at when we forget about the light. And we judge harshly, and that causes a pain, and I'm actually feeling like a stabbing in my chest with that. So it's like pulling out the thorns, pulling out the harshness, pulling out the judgment, and allowing the acceptance and breathing in grace, walking in grace, being grace. These are all words, but they're all expressions of the same divinity that we are. And so for this session today, I see like with a body talk session, sometimes we have an umbrella, and I see like an umbrella over everybody, and this umbrella is grace. And this grace is the only divine law. It precedes all other laws. And if you look to grace whenever you feel like you've slipped from it somehow, if you redirect your eyes forward and you reclaim, I am here now, and I am living in the light of grace, then the old worries and fears will just kind of dissipate. So it's a practice that we need to maintain. And light is joyful. So it's about coming from this joyful place. What are you doing? Norman's up to something. Breathe that in. Right now, actually. going to add something, so here we go. Oh, my God, I said we're coming back to the sun, and he's playing Made a Long Time Sun. Sign upon you. So everybody, just listen to this song and breathe into it.
Powerful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.